Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to be chatting with Reg White, with Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens. We've got lots to talk about. Good morning, Reg.
And good morning.
It is wonderful to be chatting. Reg, big news with regards to Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens in terms of a new patron or supporter, if you will.
That's right. Well, first of all, she's a patron. The patron does not imply anything more than that. And that was made clear to Lorena that we didn't expect anything. To have her support sort of ensures the validity of our project.
And, of course, we're chatting about Lorena McKennitt, and, a big supporter of City of Stratford, certainly with the Falstaff Center. How did this come about? Because she seems to really be supportive, or the idea of the Shakespearean Gardens is so important and such a big part of City of Stratford.
Well, we decided that we should have a patron, and I made a contact with her right-hand man and Brian, and so anyway, then I presented our package that we had made up and took her to her office, and within a matter of minutes, she said, "Reg, I can do this." So we were beyond thrilled because, after all, she's a national and international star and musician. And we were as pleased as punch.
Absolutely. And we should mention, the Shakespearean Gardens is really such a jewel in Stratford. And maybe folks not even aware that there is a supportive organization called Friends of Shakespearean Gardens.
That's right. Well, anyway, we're relatively new. We didn't get started to about 2018, 2019, when a group of friends got together. And we decided that the garden could do with some enhancement. And I should point out, Jamie, that obviously it's part of the Stratford Park system, and but that garden only receives a certain portion of the funds that the whole park system gets. And so, in terms of the city, the citizens, I guess I should say, of Stratford, they don't want their taxes to go out of bounds. And so, naturally, there are limits that the park board can actually do. So we're there to try to give them a hand with a few smaller things.
Very good. And you've got some big plans for the summer, I understand.
Yes, well, we made contact with the society, at least the Peony Society of Canada, and they are going to supply us with over 100 peonies. Now, this will not be just a little separate stock. These are going to be well-developed root stocks that should make that long perennial bed what you might call a great presentation. It'll probably change that bed probably for the better ever since it was built in 1936.
Very good. And again, with Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens, you have a new pamphlet or brochure that is just coming out. I have one copy holding it in my hand, but this is brand new. Is that right?
Are you talking about the red and gold one?
You bet, yeah.
Well, it is relatively new, yes. And that the garden has never had a visitor's brochure, so we decided that in the midst of COVID, we would design one. And but then we have, works right now, we have another pamphlet coming out shortly. And that pamphlet is actually going to sort of recognize the Dustin Chimney Tower, because most people who go into the Shakespearean Gardens, the first thing they say, "What is that tower? What's that all about?" Well, it was a chimney, and R.T. Orr, back in 36, designed the superstructure that's on top that has a conical roof and bird boxes, which are now not being used, and a weather vane. So anyway, that pamphlet now will sort of tell the story about that Dufton Tower.
Very good. And again, it's Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens. And the Shakespearean Gardens, how old now is the Shakespearean Gardens,
well,
Reg?
They were opened in 1936. So that means 87 years. And in terms of this country of Canada, that's a historic garden.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, you talk about the tower, but also a big part of the Shakespearean gardens is that sculpture of William Shakespeare, his bust, if you will.
That's right. Well, that bust was created by a Canadian sculptor back at 1945. And the sculptor, as I said, was Canadian, and that actually is almost like a museum piece. In fact, the sculptor's work is in the National Gallery of Canada, so it's a very important bust in the garden.
Oh, absolutely. So again, it's Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens. Reg, are you looking for more volunteers, or can people be a part of it?
Someone would like to join us, we'd like to have them.
All right. So what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way to get a hold is through my telephone number, 273-0952. And if that doesn't work in some way, just call the Parks Board office.
And we have so many wonderful gardens in Stratford. Can we remind folks maybe that you know, are new to town or just not familiar where the Shakespeare Gardens is actually located?
Well, it's probably the best way to identify the site is as the Perth County Courthouse, which is at the end of Ontario Street, and the garden is right next door along the Avon River.
Reg White with Friends of the Shakespearean Gardens. And Reg, it sounds great. So wonderful to have Lorena McKinnitt helping to promote. And we look forward to another wonderful summer with the Shakespearean Gardens.